Hello, my name is John Francis Lara, member of the SH class of 1961. SH, if you were raised in San Francisco, you know that SH is Sacred Heart High School on Franklin and Ellis Streets, just off Van Ness Avenue, the route of Muni's number 47 bus we all took to school. A 15-cent ride in those days. Every cent counted in my family, though. We bought a reduced fare Muni bus card. This year, 2011, we celebrate our 50th class reunion. I like to talk. Before I say another word, let me congratulate my classmates for beating the odds and living long enough to attend their 50th high school reunion. When you stop to think about it, given what we've seen, it's a major accomplishment. Sacred Heart was a four-story, all-boys Christian Brothers high school of about 800 students. Located in Midtown San Francisco, all concrete, wood, no grass to be found anywhere, no athletic field, and a postage-size asphalt play area. Across the street were flats. Ellis Street was the west end of the Tenderloin. I'm sure that more than one of us confessed those thoughts. Most of the students came from North Beach, the Italian Quarter, the Mission District, the Irish Sector, and the Sunset, a sort of housing step-up for middle-class Irish and Italian families. For those of us from the Hayter Fillmore, well, we were the Negroes or Mexicans. We rarely crossed the borders into the white neighborhoods. Greasers didn't go to the Sunset after dark. Assimilation would be our green card. I often wonder how the Chinese felt. Thank goodness my mother named me John. Only later did some of us realize that Rosa Parks might not have been welcomed in a front seat on the Muni. It might surprise you to learn that today, 50 years later, 85% of my graduating class no longer lives in San Francisco and haven't for years. I suppose I'm a typical example. I live in Pasadena. Ironically, my three grandchildren were born and live in San Francisco. They could be the class of 2028 or 29. Seven Laras graduated from SH and St. Vincent's beginning in 1931. The 1961 SH student body was born in 1943, when the outcome of World War II was far from clear. We could have been fodder if the war had lasted until 1961. Truman made the right decision, I guess. Didn't matter, though. Vietnam filled the gap. SH was a high school designed for the Catholic sons of the working class. I mean fathers who worked in the trades, or construction, or on the waterfront, or those who manned the firehouses, walked the beat, or worked for the city. Some of us didn't have fathers. Mine died after the war in 1949, when I was five. Widow's sons never ate at the father and son breakfast. The fatherless among us often wondered what we had missed. Would it have mattered? We weren't Irish or Italian anyway. Well, now it's not called Sacred Heart anymore, or SH, but was rechristened in 1987 as Sacred Heart Cathedral Preparatory, or SHCP for short. SH and St. Vincent's, our sister school, they merged, a co-ed SH. Don't look for the old building. It's a memory. For today's student, SH and St. Vincent's, they are black and white photographs on the SHCP history wall in the new student center. Acquisition of more additional property meant state-of-the-art educational facilities, science labs, a performing arts center, even a practice field, especially for the football team. Oh, the SI game, the St. Ignatius game, the first question you always ask, who won this year? Its magnitude is greater than 1906. The score defines a graduating senior for life. Tuition runs about $15,000 a year. Average for a Catholic prep school. The high nowadays is about $30,000. Yet they haven't priced out the poor and the lower middle class student. They still serve kids like the class of 1961. They actually overspend on financial aid. We paid $15 a month. That was a lot for some families. Others paid what they could. Some didn't pay at all. The Alumni Association says 121 of us are still living. 21 of us have passed away, and 16 still unaccounted for. But I expect that prior to the June 4th celebration, a few more classmates will be found and placed into the living or dead category. Our 50th high school reunion. Does it feel like 50 years? If the 40th is a clue, some of us look like we're coming to our 75th. Hopefully, we're leading active and vigorous lives and giving back. SH and the Christian Brothers gave us a lot. Sure, we'll reminisce. I'd actually rather reminisce or hear about what guys are doing today than share our medical histories, like we did at the 40th. 1961 to 2011, half a century. Here's my timeline. 11 U.S. presidents, Dwight Eisenhower to Barack Obama. Don't those two names say something about the change that's taken place in our country? 9 California governors, Goodwin Knight to Jerry Brown, count Jerry twice. 10 San Francisco mayors, George Christopher to Edwin Lee, a sign of even more change. 5, number it, 5 49ers Super Bowl championships and 1 Giants World Series title. Give the Giants credit. In 2010, they came in under the wire, just in time to be talked about at our 50th reunion. Remember the movements of the 60s? Martin Luther King, Stokely Carmichael, and Rosa Parks and civil rights. Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, and their farm worker revolution. They called me Juan Francisco Lara for the first time. The Chicano movement. Mario Savio's free speech protest at Berkeley. Betty Friedan's sparking the women's liberation movement. SDS organizing protests and leading college students to oppose the draft and the war in Vietnam. The list goes on and on and on. If there was a movement anywhere in our country, San Francisco was the epicenter. Our 50 years are marked by the era of counterculture. Ferlinghetti's, City Lights Bookstore in San Francisco's North Beach. Yes, the same neighborhood that provided hundreds of students for Sacred Heart. And it spawned the Beat Generation, the Summer of Love, the internationally famous Human Bein' in Golden Gate Park, Leary's LSD, Turn On, Tune In, Drop Out, the Fillmore Auditorium, Joplin, Santana, Dylan, Baez, Hendrix, Upper Haight Street, and who could ever forget the topless Carol Doda at the Condor Club? Not me. I met her on Broadway in Columbus one day. She was handing out photos. I hid mine. Neil. Bless me, Father, for... And national assassinations. Evers, Jackson, Mississippi. JFK, Dallas, Texas. Malcolm X, Harlem. MLK, Memphis, Tennessee. RFK, Los Angeles. Moscone and Milk, here in San Francisco, Ryan, Guyana, Lenin, New York City, assassinations that changed the arc of history. Sputnik had launched us into orbit in our first year at SH. Less than a decade after we graduated in 1961, Armstrong walked on the moon in 69. Life in a lunar or Martian colony may define the 50th for the class of 2011 in 2061. We won't see 2061, our 100th anniversary. But maybe, just maybe, one of our descendants will celebrate their 50th at SHCP and dust off a yellowed memorial program from June 4th, 2011 and marvel and gasp in astonishment when they learn that one of us is still breathing at 117. Maybe we should share our medical histories at the 50th. I can wait, though. Let's take the odds at our 60th.